Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here at the Big Photo Show, and I'm talking to Erin Manning. You might know her as host of DIY Network's Whole Picture, and she's going to talk about what she does and some new products that are coming down the line. So welcome, Erin.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm very excited, big fan of yours. Tell us about what's new, though, before we go into some of the background. I see in front of me something there, so you can talk about that, please.
Well, I'm a photographer, author, and educator, and I've been taking photographs for a really long time. I've been a professional photographer since about the late 90s, and I started teaching in about 2005, and I landed the job as the host of The Whole Picture, which aired on the DIY Network for about 6 years, and I noticed that a lot of people really needed to know about photography, and I loved teaching it. So then I decided to write a few books. Portrait and Candid Photography has been one of the most popular books. In fact, it's here at the show today. I have a book signing twice today and tomorrow. And also I was aligned with FJ Westcott, which is a great lighting company out of Ohio. And I have 4 lighting kits with them now. So we partner together and come up with the idea, and they have the finger on the pulse for what the market needs. And it's all geared towards the photo beginner and photo enthusiast. That's who I teach. That's who I love to teach. And these kits are geared for them.
Right. Getting back to the TV show, there seems to be a lack of instructional types of TV for photography. Don't you agree?
I do. I agree with you. And I think my show should be back on the air. Absolutely.
Because people, they don't stop learning, and there's new products coming out and new ways to do things, new innovations. And there's just not a lot of options for that. I mean, any chance of that type coming back?
Well, I hope so, and I think it will. And really, with the convergence of broadband and broadcast, everything's happening online now. So there are a lot of YouTube channels out there that are really popular. And in fact, I've got a YouTube channel where I've got, I think, 4,000 subscribers, which isn't that much, but it's really just been a repository for, say, edutainment videos I've produced for people. But I'm about to start a new webisode series, so that could be my new television series, but it's a webisode.
Okay.
So I think there is that education out there, and it would be great to have more on air, definitely.
Okay, tell us about the new series, the web series.
Well, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet, but let's just say it's about helping people take better pictures. And, of course, I'll be the host.
Oh.
It'll be fun.
Okay, well, okay, so we'll have to, when will it be out?
I'm going to gauge about in, say, the next 3 to 4 months for total production to happen, but I'm excited about it.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the background. You're a lifestyle photographer. How did you get started? And number one question, I guess, I ask a lot of people is, why do you like photography?
I love photography for a lot of different reasons. One, I'm a techno gearhead, and I like the technical part of it, but I especially love the artistic part of it. I am the daughter of 2 artists, and I was raised around art and photography and books, and I love everything having to do with that. So for me, it was a perfect synthesis of those 2 things. I also love taking pictures of people, and I was also in front of the camera for quite a while. I moved to LA from the Midwest. I'm not going to say how many years ago, but a while ago, and I started modeling in LA, and I did runway and print, and to me it was really fascinating. But when I was on these photo shoots, I was like the fly on the wall, learning a lot, but I also realized, hey, I want to be on the other side of the camera creating this. So I went back to school and learned a lot about photography, and that's how it all really emanated into a professional career.
Right. What was your first break then in photography?
Well, I'd say my very first break was one of my friends who trusted me enough to say, hey, we think you're a good photographer. We'd like you to come over and take pictures of our family. That was my first real photo shoot back in, say, the mid-90s professionally. And I took a lot of pictures of families on the beach in Manhattan Beach, and it was fairly easy to do at sunset. The light's beautiful. But I started meeting people there that were creative directors of companies. They liked my pictures so much, they would then ask me to come in and shoot their bid on their commercial jobs. And I did that. that. And then I started shooting a lot of lifestyle commercial work, and it was really fun. And I also got into shooting for stock photography. I actually worked for Getty Images for quite a while and shot a lot of images, and I still have quite a few images with them.
So what's your favorite type of style? Is it lifestyle? Is it portraiture? Families? Any of that, I guess?
All the above. Yes, that would be the answer. I love taking pictures of people. I love lifestyle as life is really happening, not posed shots. I want candid, fun, authentic, fun moments. I mean, it's, you hear the word fun more than a couple times. I really want people's essence to come out and for them to have a good time during the photo session.
Right. What kind of camera system do you use? I see in front of me is the Canon.
This is
it's a 24-105 f/4 lens.
Yeah. I've shot Canon since the beginning, so of course, you know, as you purchase lenses, that's what you end up staying with, so I'm pretty happy with it. This is actually a T4i, and I use this for teaching purposes because that is what my audience typically uses, but I shoot with a 7D and also a 5D.
Okay. All right, and so then what can you say for people listening in terms of photography? What should they learn? Composition? Should they learn the tech part of it? What should they concentrate on?
I think really you have to first start learning about light. As soon as you learn to identify the quality of light, the direction of light, how to sculpt light, then you know you can start to take great pictures. Composition, I think, comes after that. And of course, along the way, learn some technical things, but I wouldn't get overwhelmed with the technical part. I think that that turns a lot of people off sometimes, thinking, oh, I can't handle all the bells and whistles. Don't worry about the bells and whistles. Just set it on P for program. It's like the more sophisticated version of automatic, and just start taking pictures and interact with people in front of your lens.
Well, that's great advice, because some people think they have to be, to improve, they have to shoot in RAW, they have to be in manual mode, they have to learn how to use a flash.
No, not starting out, definitely not. And I think everyone finds their niche about what they like, what appeals to them in photography. Some people love shooting with the off-camera flash. Other people just love using natural light and enhancing that with maybe reflectors or diffusers. It just really depends on what you like and what you want to do.
Any thoughts or tips on maybe different type of photography? That would be knife photography, street photography, any of that? Different style.
Well, I don't really do that much night photography unless I'm out and about for the evening, and that would probably be with my iPhone because I don't want to carry a camera around at night.
Right.
But I would say when shooting pictures of kids, and if you want to get a great portrait shot or just an authentic moment, give them something to do. Let them play, and it's your job as the photographer to be observant and capture those moments that are happening in front of your lens.
Well, that then comes to mind, how do you manage the posing with kids as well as animals, because they're unexpected, they're, anything can happen.
Well, they always say, you know, don't work with kids or animals, but I love to work with kids, especially animals on occasion. But for me, because I shoot more of a natural kind of candid style, I don't really like to pose people. I can get them into situations where they're interacting with each other and then might get a few shots of them looking the right way on occasion. But I mainly like to have things happening. So that's why I like to give them something to do. Let them play in the backyard, roll around. And then my favorite story is a little girl that didn't want me to take pictures of her, and I played around with her in the backyard, you know, let jumping rope, rolling in the grass, whatever, and at the end of the day, we had a little relationship going because she liked me then. She trusted me enough. I let her play. So she let me then take pictures of her just rolling around in the grass. She'd look over at me, and I'd snap the shot.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Now, we talked about your web show coming up. We also, I maybe didn't touch upon some of the publications you've had. Any specific ones that you want to share?
Yes. At the show, today I'm selling my Digital Photography 101 DVD, and that's a lot of people are purchasing that. It has 21 different videos in it on how to work with the light, composition, camera settings, playing around, taking great photos. So I've been selling that actually for a couple years. It seems to be pretty popular. I have 3 books with John Wiley and Sons, Portrait and Candid Photography. I'm here with today signing copies of the book. And then I've got this new product out called the Pocket Pen. pack with FJ Westcott. And what it is a little 12-inch reflector and a 12-inch diffuser. You can fold up, and it's so tiny, it fits inside this little pack you can stuff in your purse or your pocket. And I always use it to look good when I'm out and about, taking a selfie or to reflect light on someone else if I'm taking a photograph. And it sells for $19.90. That's a deal.
Yeah, that is a good deal. It's sort of like a portable, small, easy to pack diffuser. Reflector is actually
great.
What it is.
Yeah, so both of those, a diffuser and a reflector. And inside comes this little pocket guide I brought to you, photo tips for people on the go. And there's some photo tips in here for taking great shots and also how to brighten up the shadows by using a reflector, how to soften harsh light by using the diffuser, and most importantly, how to make people look good.
That's right. Well, and that's the most important part of photography is it doesn't matter how composition, light, and exposure happened, as long as they look good, you made them look good.
That's right. That's right. That's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Erin Manning, and she is host, former host of the DIY Network, and she's got a new show coming up. So stay tuned, check her out, and she has lots of information to share regarding photography. So
thank you, Erin, for coming on the Photo Talk podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been fun.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.